This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Well, we had a schedule change this week. Rich Sheban will be on tomorrow. Gwyneth Isaacs is on today. Back to our regular schedule next week. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen on the telephone, listen line, it's up 24-7, 605-477-3249, 605 477-3249. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Is it dark in Australia?
It's dark. it's pitch black, you know. If we, you know, if we have got a flat earth, then somehow it's arranged so that the world is still dark on one half and not dark on the other half.
Yeah. Well, it's great to hear your voice. You're Are you going to share with us what's going? Are you going to share with us what's going on with you?
Oh gosh, you know. Aren't corrupt police just so much fun? They are, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know.
So what are they doing?
Well, there's, you know, there's this guy, and he's been here before once or twice, trespassing on my land, and he had a newbie with him. And he's teaching the newbie how to trespass on my land and issuing me with, unlawful warrants and teaching him how to be a good corrupt policeman.
They quite literally
signed the warrant in the middle of my driveway. It did not come from a judge.
So we're making these things up.
They're making these things up as they go along. And he quite literally signed the warrant in the middle of my driveway while I stood there watching him do it. That doesn't come from a judge, does it, Vincent? So their signature is that. It's just a squiggle. Doesn't say anything. Could be anyone. It turned out it was him. I only had to sign the other one too, the other copy.
All right. So now the police are forging a judge's signature. Well, yeah, but he's forging a judge's signature, right?
Oh, they're identifying themselves as police, but, you know, that's not the point. A warrant is not supposed to come from a policeman because then anything can happen. You know, that's the reason why. Then they can excuse themselves for anything. That's why warrants are supposed to come from a judge, and they're supposed to come from a judge, you know, who is not a police officer and who actually is, you know, probably not there. It would be pretty rare a judge to be present at the presentation of a so-called warrant. Wouldn't it, Vincent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Back in the 70s. Yes. Years ago, back in the 70s, I had a summer job, and I worked at a stereo wholesaler's establishment. And there was a young guy who was working with me, and he just didn't cut it. And so one day, the boss came up to him and put his arm over, it was a Friday, put his arm over his shoulder and said, "Hey, you know, I just want to let you know that I'm recognizing the work that you're doing here. And because of it, you deserve a vacation. As a matter of fact, a permanent vacation. As a matter of fact, you're out of here right now." Now, there's a point to that. The point to that is, it seems to me that the judge should do exactly the same thing to that policeman who forged the judge's signature on the warrant. Okay? For several reasons. One, forgery, which is a crime. Breaching the public trust. Okay? And he should be fired simultaneously with being arrested, incarcerated, and tried for forgery and breaching the public trust and failure to do his job. So I think that's kind of a neat thing that happened, although it was, I'm sure, very, very uncomfortable. And so you have a court date that's been arranged for you, right, by this forger and trespasser?
Yes. The thing is, mm-hmm. you know, the court is probably not going to be in front of a judge either, from my experience of country courts around here. So can anyone here say set up? Can anyone here say kangaroo court? This is the fallen state of our so-called justice system here. Okay? But you know something? What they're planning is absolutely not going to work. Because they have forgotten something. Okay? They've forgotten a lot of things. And for all their excellence at thuggery, they're actually not that smart, which is usually the way it is with any bully. You find that they're usually not the sharpest tool in the box, okay? They have forgotten a few things, and one of them is that if I'm booted off my land, okay, and have to find... What this is about, by the way, is so-called land rates and property taxes, okay? So, which is a whole area of fraud on its own. So they're there in my driveway. They're trespassing. I've told them to leave, and they're not leaving. They're serving me with an extortionate notice of demand, which is for me to, go and stand before a judge who's not a judge, to read from a script and tell me that I have to comply with another extortionate notice of demand. You know, that's only going to end up in one place. And that is the Court of Appeals. if it goes well for them, okay, if they think that everything's gone fine, it's going to end up in the Court of Appeals, okay? And from the Court of Appeals, it's going to keep on getting appealed and appealed and appealed until it ends up in the High Court of Australia. And that precedent has already been set. And I know this because I play chess, and I figured this out. Why do you think I dug my heels in? And by the way, a copy of this is going to, of this recording, is probably going to get sent to the Victoria Police and it will end up in their inbox. Okay? That's just to make sure that they hear this. And that's probably, this broadcast is probably being monitored anyway, I would say, because I would say that most of my broadcasts are, especially the ones that deal with the police. The other thing that they have forgotten is that there are actually dead man switches operating on my life. So even if they succeeded in actually booting me off my land or actually arresting and imprisoning me, it still wouldn't go well for them because they would become known as the cops that arrested Gwyneth Isaacs and had her incarcerated so that the dead man switch flung into operation and that a whole lot of information got released that they didn't want to be released. That's just how it is. If I vanish,
why do you?
I stop sitting on it. I stop sitting on the dead man switch, and it goes off. As long as I'm out and about in the universe, everything goes fine. You know? Yep.
Sounds to me like you just want to be left alone to live your life, which is the same thing that everyone I know wants. Everyone I know just wants to be left
alone.
But they won't do it. They don't know how to do it. Now, Gwyneth, your dead man switch has names, addresses, and events, yes?
It has names and addresses, or former addresses, of certain pedophiles who were stalking my sons, okay? That are going to, and the whole backstory, and before that, the circumstances surrounding why we had to flee to Geraldton in the first place. The whole backstory to that, which is a whole nother set of circumstances that they really do not want out there in the wild. Okay? Right now, I refuse to talk about that set of circumstances. I'll talk about it privately to family members
and you
this
don't,
sort of thing.
You don't need to.
But not publicly.
You don't need to.
That,
but the point is... Yeah, the point is...
I don't want that information out there.
There is a switch. Yeah, there is a switch. And if they keep harassing you and they incarcerate you, off it goes. It's as simple as that. And what a miserable time.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
Do GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's
877-878-4203. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth's with us, and Gwyneth, just to let you know, we have an extra long delay in transmission today. It's taking about 3 seconds or maybe a little bit more to get from me in Missouri out to GCN in Minnesota and up to the satellite and then down to you in Australia and then the return path. So I just want to let you know that that's what we're experiencing. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to wait an extra amount of time, you know, between responding. So keep that in mind, please. Gwyneth, why do you think that the blue team is just making your life as difficult as they possibly can? What do you think the reason is?
Probably because I tend to stand out, I think. Probably because I am outspoken in exposing their corruption. They really, really hate that. And they, you know, when you're a hammer and all you know how to do is hit nails on the head, somehow, whenever you come across a problem, you think that it's a nail and you think you can solve that problem by hitting it on the head, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. It does. And, you know, I think that a lot of the guys who were in high school that were, you know, the bullies, have ended up on the blue team. and they've been allowed to continue their passion. And they've been given a sidearm and a taser and a shotgun and handcuffs and nylon handcuffs as well as the steel kind. And then they've been trained how to push people around, how to throw them down, how to beat them up, how to plant
and how
evidence.
To be more effective,
you know, they get
police.
That at, with. Yeah, yeah. They get the on-the-job training, and then they adhere to a code of silence that they absolutely will not rout out corruption within their own team. So what happens is, I believe some people enter the blue team thinking that they can make a difference, they want to help people, and then they become caught up in the corruption, and then it just escalates and it becomes pervasive. And it's no different. It's no different from what happened in the Third Reich during World War II. No different. I mean, if you look at the Nuremberg trials, and you see the question is like, why did you commit mass murder? And I'm paraphrasing, of course. Why did you kill all these people? Well, you know, everybody was doing it. You know, we all got caught up in it. If you look at the individual interviews, well, we got caught up in it because Joe was doing it, Bob was doing it, Harry was doing it, Tom was doing it. You know, I'm paraphrasing, of course. And so, you know, I was with them and we were all buddies and we were in the same unit. And so we all did it. And I think that that's what happens.
And
if you look at
obeying orders.
Just following orders. That's what they said. Just.
And over and over and over and over and over again. Now, it's interesting. When I was talking about the dead man switch, it's very interesting to, it's very important for me to note that's not a threat. Okay? And I'll tell you how it's not a threat. We have a certain plant that grows around here. Okay? It's called Chinaman bush. And it's full of resin. And it's notoriously flammable. It will even burn when wet. Okay? It grows to be between 3 and 6 feet tall. Maybe in really good places, maybe 7 or 8 feet tall. It's notoriously flammable. And anyone who does smoke around here, which is nobody in our household but on other properties, you know, some people do have a smoke while they're up in the paddocks working, they never ever throw their cigarette ash and their butts just randomly into a forest. You just don't do that. Okay, and the reason why you just don't do that is even if it's wet, you might create a small bushfire. Okay, so I'm sitting here saying, listen, I'm trying to do my work here. Can you please not throw cigarette butts into the Chinaman bush? That's what I'm saying.
Makes sense
okay?
to me. Makes sense
Can
to me.
Can you please not do that?
We'll be right back.
I'm watching somebody.
It's
yeah.
been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A lengthy rescue operation has been completed in Thailand. All 12 members of a boys' soccer team and their coach, who got trapped inside a cave system by rising waters, have now been rescued and all are said to be doing okay. President Trump is now airborne on his way to Europe for a more than week-long mission that starts with a NATO summit in Brussels, where he's again expected to tell allies they're not contributing enough. He said as he was leaving the White House,
NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much, and they pay far too little, but we will work it out.
But European Council President Donald Tusk has a message for President Trump. He says, quit bad-mouthing NATO allies. He says, dear America, appreciate your allies after all. You don't have that many anymore. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Live. In Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's a farmer, lives on her own farm, and she's being harassed. Gwyneth, what else would you like to talk about?
What else would I like to talk about? Oh, gosh. It is pretty interesting what's happening here and how the level of tyranny generally in this state is kind of ramping up, okay? This is all stuff that has been published in newspapers here, especially, funnily enough, especially in the Murdoch press. Okay. Rupert Murdoch, of course, comes from Australia, and he cut his teeth in this country with a newspaper that he inherited from his father, who was Sir Keith Murdoch, which is the Adelaide Advertiser, and he now owns a whole string of newspapers all across Australia, including the Herald Sun and including the Weekly Times, okay, which is a country newspaper. And so I've found that the Murdoch press tends to present more of the truth than its competition, which is the Fairfax press. As I remember it, the Fairfax press used to be owned by Conrad Black. I don't know if he still owns it. I know that Mr. Black is still alive and out there in the universe because he was in the news a couple of weeks ago. You know, I was kind of surprised about that because I haven't heard from him in years. But anyway, these are the sort of things that are being broadcast through the press here, that the military and the police in Australia are presently doing exercises to, quote-unquote, coordinate together in the event of a terrorist attack. Okay? Now, I am not, absolutely not, a terrorist. I want to live in peace. Okay? But when they, you know, we know this from the WikiLeaks. We know this from, what was his name, Hillary's insider that came, Larry Nichols. What Larry Nichols said a number of years ago, he said, you have to be aware that when they begin to announce these sorts of things and they say that it's in the event of terrorist attack and it's to get the terrorists, you have to be aware they're not talking about Muslims. They're talking about you, the ordinary Joe on the street. Okay? And it was published in the Herald Sun probably around about a month ago now. I could be, you know, a week or two out on that. But that they were coordinating, that the Victoria Police were coordinating, and other police forces around Australia, they're not on their own, with the Australian Army to develop exercises so that they could coordinate together in the event of a terrorist uprising or a terrorist attack. Okay? Now, let me translate that for the ordinary people. Okay? They're going to do a false flag and they're going to blame it on us and then they're going to go door to door and start, armed door to door and they're going to start making things really, really uncomfortable for us at that stage. And, like I said, I would really recommend, I'm speaking especially to our local branch of the Victoria Police, please do not come to my door, okay? Because some of the people who hold, you think that you've got it tied up because you think that you'll be controlling the Australian press at that time. Also, what if you control the Australian press because some of us, dead man switch information has actually been given to members of the international press as well. Okay? So it really doesn't matter. If you completely clamp down on all, whatever, and you can't go blaming me then for saying, oh, well, the forest is burning down. Oh, dear, what do we do? Oh, it's all Gwyneth Isaac's fault. No, it's your fault for throwing a cigarette bush into the Chinaman bush. cigarette butt into the Chinaman bush. It's your fault. You're the one who threw the cigarette butt. I was just sitting there working beside you, trying to mind my own business, you know, and I warned you, please don't throw your butts into the Chinaman bush. And you threw the butt into the Chinaman bush, and now you're complaining because the forest is burning down around us. You know, it doesn't matter to me. I'm a Christian. I'm going to go to heaven. I'm going to sit next to Jesus, and I'm going to watch from on high as all this happens. Okay? But, you know, I want to live a long life. I really do. But when God made me, he did not make a coward. And my family background, my ancestor was, you know, well, he wasn't William Wallace's uncle, but William Wallace's uncle's third cousin. That sounds convoluted. William Wallace, his father died when he was a boy. Okay, this is Braveheart. And his uncle adopted him. And he raised him up and he taught him how to make war. Okay, that was the Earl of Lindsay. After Wallace was executed and hung, drawn and quartered, the Earl of Lindsay was also executed. And his whole family down to the second cousin. Okay? His third cousin, after his... Yeah, after everybody else in the family had been executed. He didn't sit in the corner and cry and whinge and complain and moan about that. He went straight to the hall of the family and he took the family seat and he said, we're still not going to bow to the English. And that's a true story, and it's from history. And anyone who studies the history of the Lindsay / Crawford family will find out that what I've said is true. You know, that's just how it happened. You didn't, that's not an ancestry of cowards. Okay? I'm quite aware that this could all end up very, very, very badly for me on a physical level. I'm well aware of that. But all that I'm saying is if it does, then it's going to end up even being worse for them. Okay, because of what they have done to me, and all the details are going to be released if anything happens to me. And what am I going to do if I'm dead on the floor of a police cell somewhere? You know, I'm not going to be able to stop the people that I've given this information to from releasing it. And they're going to be so angry, they're going to release it when they hear what's happened to me. Because guess what? I've actually got friends because I'm actually a nice person. The reason why you haven't seen me being a nice person around you is because you've spent the whole time that I've been here trespassing on my land, threatening to come to my house in the middle of the night, basically trying to rig up false charges against me, stuff that was absolutely not true, you know, and it was just by the grace of God and, you know, of him showing me what to do, that I'm not, you know, in a really bad situation right now. It's, you've been a total, I can't even say the word, a totally evil person. To me, what do you expect me to have an attitude towards you like? Do you expect me to kiss and bow and, you know, grovel at your feet or something? I'm not going to do that, okay? But I want to be left alone. I want just to have a life on this earth. That's what I want, okay? And, you know, the best thing for you to do, the best thing for everyone to do is just to let everybody alone, okay? And here's another thing. Everybody hates it when bad things happen to them. I'm not going to go out and do anything to anyone because you know why? Because I actually have empathy, and you might be the worst person on the whole earth, But I say, well, you know, I wouldn't like it if someone did that to me. Even if I was in the wrong, I still wouldn't like it. So, you know, that's called empathy. They seem to be lacking in that department. Would you agree there, Vincent?
Absolutely. You mentioned the term drawn and quartered. Would you share with our class today what that means? You being drawn
Absolutely.
And quartered?
Okay. Hung, drawn, and quartered was a traditional English method of execution, and it was generally saved for the very worst criminals. And if George Washington and his brigade had failed in what they were doing, they probably all would have been hung, drawn, and quartered. This is how you hang, draw, and quarter somebody. First of all, you get a noose and you put it around their neck and you find something that you can use as a gallows, and you hang them from a tree branch or a gallows or whatever until they're almost dead, but not quite. We'll continue this on the other side. I can hear music.
Yeah, it's going to be gruesome. It's going to be gruesome. And we're going to learn what being drawn and quartered really is. You've heard the term. Now you're going to learn what it means. Gwyneth Isaacs. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause...
These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Les, we're going to be talking about a form of punishment that was used in the 14th century in England. And this was done for very high crimes. And it seems that a high crime would be betraying the crown. And for these crimes, a person who committed this type of treason would be hanged, drawn, and quartered. And Gwyneth, please continue. What?
Okay.
A person is hanged almost till death, and then it seems like a great relief. He's saved
just before they pass out. Okay. While they're still conscious, they're allowed to drop to the ground, not gently. Okay. And then they are put onto a frame usually, although if a frame was not readily available, they might just get a pair of horses without a frame, and they would tie the head, tie the arms, okay, and to one horse or to one end of the frame, and tie the feet to the other end of the frame or to the other horse. Okay, and then they would either get a big wheel and roll up the rope so that the person would be drawn, either that or they would whip both horses at once. And sometimes this actually resulted in the quartering at that time, because sometimes the horses would jump away at such an extent that the arms and legs would be ripped out. So that's why they came to use the frame instead of the two horses after a while, because they found that it was more reliable, and the horse might be hooked up to the wheel on the frame to pull the body upwards and downwards at the same time, so that they would be stretched. And after that had been happening for however long, the person would they would begin the quartering and the drawing. Okay, the other part of the drawing was after they had done the stretching for a time. What they would do is they would get the person's body and they would put it on a table. Okay, and they would first of all castrate them if they were male. If they were female, sometimes they would cut off the breasts. And they would slowly cut the stomach open and pull out the intestines slowly. when there was no more intestines left. And remember, I think there's 20 or 30 or 40 meters or something like that of intestines in the human body. So that's going to take a while if you do it slowly. Then they would cut the legs off one by one, and then they would cut the arms off one by one, and then they would cut the head off. And that's what they did to William Wallace.
And the final act of cutting, the head off was mercy, right? I mean, after all this absolute torture. And
yeah.
My understanding is that this was done as a public spectacle, where there were people who would watch this, and then they would preserve the body parts and bring them around the countryside so people would see all over that this had happened as a warning. Whatever you do, you don't want to go through what that guy went through. So that was the warning by the Crown. Is that right?
In Wallace's case, it had the reverse effect. They sent the body parts all over Britain, and it actually drew people out of every corner of Britain against Edward the First and his men. It worked
all right.
Badly for them.
Gwyneth Isaacs and I will be... Gwyneth Isaacs and I will be right back, and we're going to see if we can clean up this delay a little bit during the commercial break. This is USA Prepares. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.